Good morning, beloved family. We are going through a very special time. The physical world is lost. Lots of confusion, pain and suffering. Looking for solutions. While we know everything depends on us, we can influence the world for good. To be in joy and love. With this strong purpose that we reveal in our heart. A place to call upon the Creator for help, to connect us and open our heart and ears, to build the truth efficiency for salvation. Let us enter this lesson with one intention, to integrate with the friends, with our Rav, and through the writing of our sages, we connect in faith above reason and draw the light that reforms. Pass it to the whole of humanity. Creator will say, my sons has defeated me, and they became true lovers, moving the world to the scale of merit. Let us enter this lesson in a state of oneness and bring contentment to the Creator. Love you all, and thank you, Creator, again and again. And now let's open our heart and hear our dear brother, Osvaldo, please.
Thank you, brother. Dear brothers, it is with great honor and gratefulness that I speak to you today. The Creator has granted us another opportunity to direct our hearts in the direction of love and bestowal. It is through our constant and tireless efforts to connect with one another that we will achieve adhesion with Him. This message is to praise the efforts that every friend makes on a regular basis in order to maintain and strengthen our connection, and especially to those friends that are struggling with their corporeal lives. Let's raise our prayers so that all the sufferings of this world come to an end and we all can realize that we are brothers. Let's never forget that it is our unity which can bring true peace to this world. L'chaim, great friends. Gilad, back to you.
Yeah. Source excerpt number one. Repentance is mainly in uniting with each and every one in love and in one heart to serve the Creator shoulder to shoulder, as was said, and all are reviewed in one review. This means that we should adhere and connect to one another and close into one another in the heart of each one.
לעבוד את השם בכל לב.
To serve the Creator with all our hearts. Again, the source excerpt. Repentance is mainly in uniting with each and every one in love and in one heart to serve the Creator shoulder to shoulder.
שכם אחד, כמו שנאמר,
as was said, all are reviewed in one review.
פירוש,
this means that we should adhere and connect to one another and close into one another in the heart of each one. This is implied in the word one, to become one bundle to serve the Creator wholeheartedly.
Silent workshop. Let's adhere to one another and become as one man in one heart. Again, let's adhere to one another and become as one man in one heart. Silent workshop.
קטע מקור שני של הרבש. ברוב עם הדרת מלך. נמצא.
Source excerpt number 2 by Rabash.
הכוח של הרבים.
In a multitude of people is the king's glory. It follows that the greater the number of the collective, the more effective is the power of the collective. In other words, they produce a stronger atmosphere of greatness and importance of the Creator. At that time, each person's body feels that he regards anything that he wishes to do for holiness, meaning to bestow upon the Creator, as a great fortune, that he has been privileged with being among people who have been rewarded with serving the king. At that time, every little thing he does fills him with joy and pleasure that now he has something with which to serve the king. To the extent that the society regards the greatness of the Creator with their thoughts during the assembly, each according to his degree, originates the importance of the Creator in him. Thus, he can walk all day in the world of gladness and joy.
Active workshop. Talk about the state of to walk in the world of gladness and joy. Active workshop, talk about the state of to walk in the world of gladness and joy.
If you don't go alone but with the friends, then you go joyfully.
כן, אתה הולך עם מי ש
you walk with those that the Creator arranged for you. You've been rewarded with, to some extent with knowing the system He has built for us, and He has given us this role, and that fills you with inner joy that lets you see how you ask of Him to pass on this connection, this joy.
In order for us to think about the end goal, which is the Creator doing good to all created beings, we want to be there together with the friends and with the material and the upper force and all the Kabbalists. Put our hearts, our longing, our desire there. And habit turns to a second nature. We want to get into that the whole day as much as possible.
It's mainly a result of the extent to which a person feels the upper force that envelops him and leads him and also agrees with its operations and justifies it and does it together with the friends. From all this, he gets joy.
This is the aspiration, especially during the lesson. We can try to plan for it, hope for it, yearn for this state where you, as if already received the abundance and made all the corrections, and you're in a state of joy and happiness.
I don't know, but yearning for it. The main thing is to continue. The joy is that we're on the way, just being on the road. Even if there is no joy, the important thing is to keep going, and the light will correct and do what it needs to do.
It's very powerful in the text that the whole ability of the person to be in a world of gladness and joy depends on how the friends are thinking about the importance of the upper force as they convene, how this force governs them and drives them, and they're under his treatment. There's this importance and greatness of the Creator that's treating you through the positive, the negative, but you're under his treatment. And even if there is no consciousness of it, it's all under concealment, you're still in a world of gladness and joy because you're under the Creator's treatment.
Yes, only if we help each other adhere to the writings of the Kabbalists and see the process that's happening here and where it's leading to what goal, then we can be happy with what is revealed to us. But if we try to analyze according to this world, where we see a lot of pain, there's no choice, no way to hold on to it. The important thing is to take the pain and raise it to a prayer, and this can bring the world of joy and gladness closer to us.
Gladness and joy doesn't really exist in the people of Israel in these days. I heard that true joy comes from the greatness of the giver and the Creator. We have to work and remind each other of that we're in His hands. We have to work for Him. And from that,
with his help, joy will also arise.
Sadna Shketa.
Silent workshop.
בלב אחד ונרגיש שם את הבורא.
Let's enter the connection in one heart and feel the Creator there.
ונרגיש
Let's enter the connection in one heart and feel the Creator there.